So welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome home. Welcome home to your true self. Exhale and allow the body to gently settle. There is nothing you need to do now. There is nothing to strive for or achieve. This is time just for you. No need to perform. No need to keep pushing on or pretending. You have full permission now to just rest. To fill yourself back up. To find a home back within yourself. Just exactly as you are. And for that to be more than okay. Just to be here with yourself. To relax in this place where you are at this time. To allow yourself to have this beautiful, restful, quiet, still moment in the middle of this season of darkness, of hibernation. Knowing that what you are doing now is exactly what you are called to do at this time of year. A time for hibernation, a time to slow down, to allow ourselves to be still, to be quiet, to listen to the darkness that is all around us, the darkness that is full of wisdom, if we choose to just listen. All around us now is a sleeping world of nature. The trees, the flowers, the light, hidden away from us for now. And that is just as it should be, because in order to renew, we must first have to retreat and rest. Rest deeply, integrate all that we have been through, all of our learnings, so there is nothing you need to be in charge of anymore. Your worries and your to-do list can just be put down for now, allowing yourself to be nourished, supported, sinking down, down into the earth beneath you, feeling the warm welcome that the sleeping, wintry Mother Earth has for you. Every part of you has been held and nourished by the ground underneath you. And can you perhaps allow yourself to be held, to let go, and just for now, to be the one receiving the support, rather than always giving? The back of your head is sinking down. The back of your neck sinking heavy. Shoulders, arms, fingers heavy and sinking. Every single vertebrae in your spine is letting go and sinking down. The whole of your back, your pelvis, and all the way down the backs of your legs to your feet. Sinking, softening, heavy. Feel how the breath moves easily and freely through the body. Effortlessly, as if the breath is breathing the body. Observing as the breath is coming in and observing as the breath is going out. And with each exhalation, sensing how the effort of carrying the body around can be given up to the earth beneath. And the body can be carried, held, supported by the earth. And as the body settles into a deepening sense of stillness and quietness, and the breath can flow more freely and leisurely through the body, with that leisurely breath comes a deepening stillness in the body. And with that deepening stillness in the body, comes a more leisurely, spacious flow with the breath. And see if you can bring to mind now what your intention might be for this practice, or your intention for this time in your life. It may be to let go of a busy period in your life, to take some downtime and care for yourself, to calm your mind or heal your body, to connect back to the stillness and quiet within, underneath all of the voices coming at us, telling us what we should be doing or feeling. And at this special time of year, close to the winter solstice, when the world is at its darkest, allowing a little question to be here now. What is it within you that wants to be let go of at this time in your life, or over the coming months? What part of you needs quiet and nourishment so that it can be renewed and reborn in the future? In what part of your life is it time to stop pushing and trying and depleting yourself? Maybe you could choose to just let things be as they are, to be easy, without all of this effort, and choose to meet your own needs for quiet and rest, nurturing and contemplation. And whatever has come to mind, just allow that intention to be here now with you, effortlessly. Not focusing on it all the time, just gently allowing. And with that intention holding and nourishing you, simply taking a moment to allow the focus of your awareness to settle on the breath and down into the space right in the center of the chest, the heart space, letting your awareness settle here, as if the awareness is being welcomed into the heart. A warm welcome there. The awareness settles into the space of the heart. And imagining that you can plant your intentions here, your dreams and longings, your need to let go and be supported, just gently handing them over to your heart. And with a silent and respectful, loving welcome, we're able to invite the naturally arising guidance of our heart, our inner teacher, to guide us in relation to these wishes, letting your heart know that you're listening and that its loving guidance is welcome in your life, now or at any time over the coming weeks, coming days, coming months or year even. And know that simply by holding the attention and holding this simple loving silence for your heart's guidance, the heart will know its voice is welcome, and that's all that's needed. This simple gesture is enough. And so at this time of darkness outside, we welcome also the darkness inside our bodies, allowing our awareness to travel around the body as the body rests deeply. And in each place in our body that we land our awareness, we call our energy back to this place, filling ourselves back up with the energy that we have been giving away, allowing our energy to settle back inside us. And bring your awareness to the crown of the head, imagining there is a little door here at the very crown of your head, and that you could call your energy back from anywhere you have been giving it away, calling it back home, through the little door and back into this part of your body, the crown of your head. And then gently closing the little door here, closing out the demands of the outside world, and allowing your awareness to come home, to settle back home again, back inside yourself. A warm welcome here. And then down to the space between the two eyebrows, the third eye chakra. Calling back your energy and then closing a little door here too. Welcome yourself back home to the quietness of your body. And bringing awareness down over the face and into the quiet little hollow between the collarbones. Calling your energy back here. And then closing the door to the outside world. Welcome home. And then bringing your awareness over to the right shoulder. Very gently and silently closing a little door here. And down to the right elbow, right wrist, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. A quietly closed door in the palm of your right hand and back up to the elbow, right armpit, shoulder and back across to the space again between the collarbones. All your energy drawn back inside your right arm and home inside the lovely little space between the collarbones. Let your awareness travel over to your left shoulder. Drawing your energy in and closing the door. Shutting out the world at your left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. A quietly closed door in your left palm. Then awareness back up to the inside of your elbow, your left armpit, left shoulder, and back to rest again in that lovely little space between the collarbones, now full of your own nourishing energy. Now bringing your awareness down into the heart space, right in the center of the chest. Calling all of your care, your kindness, back to yourself, back to your heart. Filling your heart up with your own loving, caring energy and closing a little door off to the outside world. Nurturing yourself just for now. Then awareness over at your left breast and back to the heart center. Awareness over to your right breast and back again to right behind the center of the breastbone. Energy full of the whole of the chest space. Filling yourself back up and then traveling down to your navel. Closing a little door here at the navel and traveling down to the center of the pelvis. Closing a door to the outside world here. Over to your right hip, down to the right knee. Energy flowing back here. At the right ankle, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Traveling back up through the leg to the right knee, right hip, and back to the light at the center of the pelvis. The whole of the right leg filled up and then closed off to the outside. The same at the pubic bone. And awareness softly moving over to the left hip, calling your loving energy back here, down to the left knee, ankle, big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toes, and back up over the whole of the left leg, back up to the closed door at the left knee and hip, and back to the center of the pelvis. The whole pelvis filled with a quiet, loving energy. Resting in the darkness inside. And up to the navel. Up to the heart space. The space between the collarbones. The space between the eyebrows. and back up to the crown of the head. The whole of your body filled back up with your own energy, radiating all throughout your body with your own comforting energy. Quietly and gently turned away from the outside world, your awareness back to yourself, coming home now to the comfortable quiet within yourself, to your home within. And seeing if now we can maybe bring some light to the darkness inside. Light in the midst of the internal darkness of our body. Placing a little candle at the crown of our head. A warm, flickering little flame of our candle, bringing beautiful light to the crown of our head. Healing whatever it touches. And now placing a flickering candle in the space between the eyebrows. Warming and healing this space. And now down in the space between the collarbones, resting a candle here in the little space between the collarbones, allowing it to fill up with warm, comforting candlelight, healing this space. And then bringing a lighted candle over to the right shoulder, down to the right elbow, right wrist, a candle flame flickering at each of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Candlelight filling up the whole of the palm of your hand and elbow, right armpit, shoulder, and back across to the lovely candle in the space between the collarbones. The whole right arm bathed in warm, comforting, relaxing candlelight. Let the warm light of awareness travel over to your left shoulder, lighting a candle here. And down to a candle flame at your left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Candlelight filling up your whole left palm. Then light back up into the inside of your elbow, your left armpit, your shoulder, and back to rest again with that lovely warm flickering candle between your collarbones. Now bringing that healing warm light of your awareness down in behind the center of the breastbone to the heart center, lighting a beautiful little candle here, then spreading the light over to your left breast and back to the center. Over to your right breast and back again to the center, the warm light at the heart space, traveling down to your navel, a candle burning here with a warmth of golden awareness, traveling down to the center of the pelvis and the candlelight here, and over to the right hip, a candle flickering here, and at the right knee, right ankle, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, and warm light traveling back up through the leg to the right knee, right hip, and back to the center of the pelvis. The healing candlelight burning warm and bright here. And warm golden light at the candle at the left hip, down to the left knee, a candle at the ankle, big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toes, warm, gentle light, healing the whole of the left leg, back up to the left knee, hip, and back to the candle at the center of the pelvis. Aware now of the whole body, full of those points of light, those warm flickering flames all around the body, as if your whole body is filled with beautiful candlelight, lighting the darkness. Bring the awareness up to the candlelight at the navel and all the way up to the center of the chest, coming home to the warming light burning in the heart space, right in the center of the chest behind the breastbone, filling your heart space up with beautiful, soothing, healing, warm light. And playing around now with the idea of light and dark. On each exhale, allowing the flames on each candle throughout the body to expand wide and strong and bright, warming the whole of the area around them. And then on each inhale, allowing the flames to contract back into a tiny, weak little flame, expanding warm, bright and strong on every exhale, and on every inhale, allowing the darkness to take hold a little and the flames to almost extinguish. Noticing how that feels in the temple of the body, to feel light and expansive and warm, and then to feel darker, cooler and contracted. Moving between those two different sensations on the inhale and the exhale. The closed darkness on the inhale and the expansive light on the exhale. And see if you can invite both of those states to coexist together, to be small and closed and dark, and open, wide and bright, both at the very same time. How would that be? Where would that be? And letting that little game go now. And with an inhale, feeling the whole body filling with radiant, warm, healing candlelight of awareness. And with an exhale, all of that light gathers home into the space of the heart, like a single bright point, a potent little bright light. And so with every inhalation, it's as if that radiant, warm candlelight fills the entire temple of the body with a healing warmth. And with every exhalation, the healing light all gathers into the center point in the heart at the end of the exhale. Be with these two different sensations, the expanded radiance on the inhale and the single focused point of bright light on the exhale, right in the center of the heart, alternating between the two of them. If the radiance wants to move beyond the boundaries of the body, allowing that to happen, whatever feels naturally arising for you, inhaling radiance and expansion, and exhaling a coming together to a single point of focus in the center of the heart. And then letting go of this exploration of the two opposite experiences. Now bringing the focus of awareness to inviting both of these sensations to be here at the same time, as if they could coexist together, the radiant expansion and the single point of focus, held at the same time, witnessing both, experiencing both. How would it be to feel the incredible expansion of light throughout the body and all around you. And also, at the very same time, the single point of concentrated focus in the heart space. And letting go of that now, and simply being aware of the resting temperature of the body. Aware of the breath moving through the body. Feel the body resting on the floor. Be aware of the body being breathed by the breath, allowing the breath to move through the body and allowing the awareness to rest on each breath. Feeling how heavy the body is now as it rests on the floor, sinking, heavy, soft. Making an imprint in the shape of you on the floor beneath you, allowing the whole body to be held just as it is. The whole body. And gather that focus of awareness on the next inhale back into the center of the heart. And with silence, with warmth and great respect and love, allow whatever guidance arises now in the heart space, or simply make a welcome space for it to rise any time it may be needed throughout the week ahead, for any wisdom from your heart to be allowed into your consciousness and to be heard. And know that the space for that guidance, the sound of the guidance or the feel of the guidance, is always nourished by your intention. Beginning to notice how your body feels on the floor underneath you. Noticing the touch of the blanket on top of you, whatever is underneath you, the feel of the clothes on your body, the air on your face, awakening your senses slowly and gently, noticing the sounds around you wherever you are right now. Both inside and outside, what do you notice? Noticing the taste in your mouth, the smells on the air around you. Noticing whatever you can see behind the closed eyes, shapes or colours. Little bits of light amongst the darkness, noticing it all. Gently waking up your senses, coming back into your body. And just bringing a little bit of movement back into the body now. Wiggling your fingers or your toes. Perhaps rotating your wrists or your ankles, having a stretch, bringing your knees up to your chest and rocking to release the lower back, And whenever you're ready, just allowing yourself to turn onto one side and rest here. Just allowing yourself to rest for as long as feels good. Enjoying the sensation of how it is to be truly relaxed and rested. And then taking this beautiful feeling, this rested feeling, this nourishment into the rest of your day.